It's another Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW. Good morning, I'm Paul Foster. We spotlight today Citizen Vinyl. That's right, I did say vinyl. A production facility, but much more than that, in Asheville. And to find out more, I welcome my guest, veteran music producer Gar Raglan. Welcome.
Hi, Paul.
Gar, I'll tell you, me personally, I'm excited about this. I guess you could say I kind of grew up on vinyl. There was lots of it around the house. My father was a full-time on-air music DJ. He brought home extra copies of what was 45s, the singles, and then, of course, artist albums. So how is the quality record pressing coming back and in Asheville?
Originally from Winston-Salem, born and raised, and have been living here in Asheville for the last 8 years and working out of Echo Mountain Recording Studios. I am both an independent studio producer as well as I run a small record label called New Song Recordings. And in that capacity, a few years ago, I was experiencing some of the frustrations and pain points, if you will, regarding getting records made and working as a customer for existing record presses here in the U.S. And a lot of that frustration was characterized by exceedingly long delivery times from placing the order. Over the last 14 years, vinyl has increased in popularity each and every year, with sales surpassing the previous year. It has gotten to a point recently where supply is just not able to keep up with this wonderful new demand on vinyl records. It's interesting that the youngest demographic of vinyl consumers are 18 to 24-year-olds, and these are people who have grown up exclusively in a digital environment, are recognizing the joys and the benefits of the vinyl listening experience. So a few years ago, I started to think that, wow, this is an interesting business opportunity, particularly interesting business opportunity to take place and live here in Asheville. That's because both we have a wonderful homegrown crowd and community of music lovers here in Western North Carolina, but we also have the added benefit as a community that receives millions of tourists each year, many of whom are looking for a cool experience while they're here in town. So our original concept included having factory tours and really celebrating the manufacturing aspect of how records are made. We thought it would be a great fit to become a record pressing facility that helps make records for not only the local music community in the Southeast and musicians and artists here in North Carolina as its first record pressing plant here in the state, but also to cater to independent artists and record labels across the country to help meet the increased demand. Started to fundraise here locally and started to recognize the opportunity that we had if we were able to find the right place here in town where we could expand our concept to include a more of a retail component to our business model, manufacturing team, but also our partners today, which include Susanna Gebhardt of Owl Bakery and Graham House, who is the former executive chef of Sovereign Remedies. They have partnered in with us to create what we're calling Session, which is a hi-fi record bar, craft cocktail bar, and a farm-to-table cafe.
Yeah, the facility, the building itself, has a lot of history where Citizen Vinyl will call home in downtown Asheville, built in the late 1930s, a former home to a classic radio station of many decades ago, and also it housed the Asheville Citizen Times in the past.
So we're going to have not only vinyl manufacturing here in this historic building in downtown Asheville, but we also had an opportunity with the space to do something really exciting where it became more of a collective of artists and craftspeople who all love and want to celebrate music, but we also want to celebrate life and the combination of good food, really have a unique, very inspiring experience where people can come and watch how records are made, through a big glass wall that we have that separates our manufacturing floor from Session, our bar and cafe. So we're really excited to have a lot of dynamic programming in the space where people can come, enjoy good food and drink, learn how records are made, learn about the history of this historic building. Beautiful public space that up until our opening, the Citizen Times building has never been open to the public. And it's a beautiful building architecturally. And it's just serendipity that we were able to align our concept with such a historic building here in downtown Asheville. The building itself was built in 1939 specifically to accommodate our community's two newspapers, the Citizen, which was the morning paper, and the Times, which was the afternoon paper, which later merged, but original to this beautiful Art Moderne architecture building in the basement, the newspaper was printed. So it has a history of manufacturing. We really consider it both an honor and a privilege to bring modern day manufacturing back here to this building. Also, I should add that original to the building is the historic WWNC radio station studio. At the time of the building's construction, it was built to be the second most state-of-the-art radio station studio in the country, second only behind the RCA studios in New York City in terms of its technological sophistication. Because I'm a music producer, I have been involved in spearheading the restoration of the studio, which now serves as a first-class, state-of-the-art analog recording studio, which will give us the opportunity to offer our vinyl pressing clients mixing and mastering services before their records are pressed.
What do some of the future plans at Citizen Vinyl look like?
So we have aspirations to increase our capacity over the next few years and to be able to do so right here in this very building. We also have recently partnered with Justin Raybuck and Brandy Bourne, who are the co-owners of Horse and Hero Gallery here in downtown Asheville, and they are also the founders and producers of The Big Crafty, which is our wonderful big craft event that's held. We have partnered with them to curate what we're calling an analog art and sound store. It's going to be a store on-site adjacent to the bar cafe area that's going to feature not only new records, including those that are freshly pressed here on site, but we're also going to have a lot of music-themed artwork, Citizen Vinyl merchandise, and other sort of analog lifestyle offerings.
And from what we're all hearing, the opportunity to come through and actually take a tour sounds like a lot of fun.
One of the things that we're very excited to offer to our guests here at Citizen Vinyl are factory tours. The making of vinyl records is a very interesting hands-on and in many ways craft process, which fits in really nicely with the tradition of craft here in Western North Carolina. We look forward to offering regular tours here from this station and from Asheville in Western North Carolina.
And tell us about a big event that's going to be coming up next Monday.
We have an upcoming media event where we are going to be, prior to our official opening on October 8th,